Welcome to The Mortgage Life, a space for down-to-earth conversations about how mortgages contribute to your life.
Well, that sounds canned and maybe a little boring.
What? There are so many parts to the mortgage industry and real estate finance we can explore and share with our listeners.
Okay, you're right. You're right, Mindy. Our goal is to help secure our clients' financial future.
I'm Pete Solomosi.
I'm Mindy Bodwin.
And I'm Sue Solomosi. We're your hosts. Welcome to The Mortgage Life. Interesting conversation today, I think. With the Bank of Canada holding its interest rate, we did not see a change today. What does that mean for us now, though?
I know. It feels like after doing our last emergency podcast, which was definitely an emergency, this is less emergent, I think perhaps more reflective. But to me, it feels a bit bittersweet. Yes, there's no rate increase, but Canadians are definitely feeling the effects of the cumulative rate increases. I mean, there has been 10 rate increases in under a year and a half.
And not all of them were like standard size used to be.
Yeah.
Quarter of a point. You didn't see anything bigger than a quarter of a point. And then I think it was in 2020 when we started seeing more drastic, we saw the drastic drop. And so then just kind of hold on for the ride, right? It's going to drop. What goes down has to go back up. Is that's backwards? What goes, anyways?
No, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Does it work the opposite way? When is it going to come back down? It's hard. I mean, hard to say. I don't know. I'm not an economist.
Well, the Bank of Canada today, they talked about how they're maintaining their policy rate so that their rate of 5% has stayed the way it is, which means that the prime lending rates at the banks have stayed where they are, and that's typically at 7.2%. But they also said that they're going to continue quantitative tightening, which is really words that basically mean they're kind of still selling off a lot of the assets that they end up buying. And the net effect of this is that they're going to continue to kind of turn the screws on the economy. And it's going to mean that things are going to continue to be a little tough for consumers.
When you say quantitative tightening, I feel like that's something that needs to happen on my abs.
Mine too.
But the concept is that where are we going to see that in the economy? Not in mortgage rates.
Well, I don't think that increasing rates like they've done has had the direct impact on inflation that perhaps the Bank of Canada assumed it would. Not everybody has a variable rate mortgage. And even then, not every variable rate mortgage payments increase every time there's a rate increase. So there's sort of a disproportionate effect here, which is why I think it's taken so long to start feeling this tightening. And the Bank of Canada is saying they're going to continue doing this. So yeah, this is wonderful that there hasn't been a rate change today. But I don't know about you guys. I'm like, well, what's going to happen on October 25th? Mm-hmm. You know, is there going to be another one?
Yeah.
That's my next question is, I mean, our next rate announcement will be on October 25th. So what is the Bank of Canada looking for between now and then, right? They're holding because now they want to wait and see finally after a year and a half, nearly 2 years of rate increases.
Yeah.
What are we looking for?
Well, I think one of the things that they've said, and where they're going to go in their next policy reading is here's a quote from their website. It says, governing council remains concerned about the persistence of underlying inflationary pressures and is prepared to increase the rate further if needed. So they're leaving the door open if signs in the economy say that things aren't getting back to normal. Like Mindy's talked about this in the past. Their goal is 2% inflation. So if they don't get to 2%, they're going to continue to tighten those screws. And so that's really what they're saying is that we're going to ease off right now because we're going to see what's happening from all the things that we've done in the past. But the door's open.
Yep, the door remains open. Another interesting sentiment that I picked up in the past couple of weeks leading up to this announcement is there does seem to be a lot of politicians just stepping in, different provincial premiers, you know, saying enough is enough, you know, let's support the homeowners or the struggling Canadians. And, you know, that's, I mean, technically speaking, the Bank of Canada is supposed to not be influenced by the politicians, but that's kind of where we're at, is this overall, let's just take a break. Let's just, you know, let people recover.
Right. And as more and more mortgages either have increased payments because they're a variable rate type mortgage or adjustable rate type mortgage where the payments increase as the rates go up, or as mortgages come due and they're renewed and those payments increase due to the higher rates, those things will all be felt throughout the economy. So I think the people on the ground, all the consumers, they're starting to talk to their local politicians and the provincial politicians and the federal politicians. And that news is starting to become a little bit more real for everyone.
You're right, though. That's an interesting perspective, is that we've got a lot of renewals coming up. Looking through our own book of business, how many people are renewing into mortgages at today's rates. And today's rates are not exactly... I don't know. What's the word
quote,
I'm looking
unquote,
for?
Great.
They're not. Yeah, they're not where they used to. They're not not where they used to be, and not where they were a couple of years ago,
right, or where we assume them to be. There's people that signed up for short-term mortgages, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, assuming that in a year, 2 years, rates would go back down. But right, they're higher, I think, than anybody assumed they would be at this point. So it's going to be an interesting time.
It is. It's a game for me right now. We're looking through all the emails, like who's got the lowest rate today? Because it changed from yesterday, you know? Yeah.
So the best thing you can do right now, again, we've talked about it a little bit in the past, is to just look at your budget, check to see where your money's being spent. And then if you are coming close to renewal, reach out to your mortgage broker, find out if there's options. And that could be in re-amortizing the mortgage. So again, pushing it out a little longer, that helps with that daily cash flow, the monthly cash flow. So look at that, look at all your options, and hang on.
This is The Mortgage Life.
We look forward to continuing the conversation.
So come back and listen.